This is Stefan Schlesler speaking on the theme of what does it mean to be a billionaire? I was going to say a millionaire, but it's a billionaire. Well, we have many ways of looking at this idea. One way of looking at it, a very intellectual way, would be to say, well, a billionaire is a person who has more than 1,000 million. That's a billionaire. But really interesting is most people confronted with the idea of what is a billionaire thinks of money. And that's surely has to do with the idea or with the fact that we live in a very money-oriented society. Everything turns around money. How much do you make? How much are you making? What are your assets? Do you own the house that you live in? Do you own your car? But stop and think. You could look at the idea of being a billionaire in many other different ways. There might be a country on planet Earth where they have no money. And wealth is counted by apples. They have orchards, and the one who has a big orchard may have a billion apples, and he's called a billionaire.
Nice. I like that.
Or another country, the country of the creative people, the inventors are the big people, the billionaires, those who come up with the grand and wonderful ideas. As a matter of fact, every person is a billionaire. Just stop and think of all the thoughts you have been thinking all your life. They say every day, every moment you think a thought. So if you multiply the seconds of your life that you have lived with the thoughts that you thought, you have thought billions of thoughts. And an inventor, which is a wonderful topic, an inventor, like a composer, like Mozart, he surely is a wealthy person, a person who has billions of sounds going through his consciousness that he picks up and puts down as music. I like inventors. I think they are one of the most beautiful, richest people that you can think of. They're more impressive to me than a person who has a billion dollars in his bank account. Because an inventor is someone who reaches deep into his consciousness and comes up with all sorts of magic from within. Maybe a piece of music, it may be a poem, it may be something to ennoble life on planet Earth, some great medical invention that benefits mankind. It may be anything, but that's where the true wealth comes forth, from within a person's consciousness. The creativity that comes out and just soars and makes a person feel wonderful. I remember, or I know, whenever I write something and I'm really involved in the story or involved in what I'm doing, it just tickles my mind. It just feels good to do that. And I feel very satisfied when I have completed the work. And I imagine that's how a Mozart or Michelangelo must have felt when they did their glorious work. And they just soared with the creativity that they let out. And as the saying goes, they didn't need to sleep, they didn't need to eat. They just were absorbed by their work and had lots of fun. What does it mean to be a billionaire? Anything. Anyone is a billionaire. You and I, you look at any person that lives in this earth here, and truly he's a billionaire. He has innumerable thoughts going through his mind. And the turning point, though, in all of this is what do we do with the potential that we do have, with the potential of our thoughts, of our creativity, of the magic from within? Are we just letting it pass through us like water that's going down the river? Or are we being aware? Are we conscious? Are we taking the time to focus, to tune into this magic that dwells inside? And do we become that inventor that each one is, and take an idea, fly with it? It's like in writing, you're inspired by a thought, by an idea, and you fly with it, and you, it's like going on a journey, and you develop the idea, and you come up with all sorts of wonderful conclusions for yourself. How to live life better, how to maybe treat yourself more gently, how to take care of your body a little better, how to experience health, how to experience abundance, just how to have fun by living in this dimension. And that's the crucial point. Being aware of what's going on inside myself, being aware of the thoughts that flow through me, and that's being an active billionaire. Because we all are billionaires. I listened to a CD the other day, or we listened to a CD the other day during our study group meetings in Switzerland. Monica Egli brought the CD along, and it was about training your memory. Entire course about how to perfect your memory. And they were saying a very provocative statement: do you belong to the people that possess a brain, or do you belong to the people that use the brain? And most people, as it is, as they are, we're putting it, belong to the people that simply possess the brain, but we use only so little of what we could. As the saying goes, we use 10%, and maybe it's even less than that. 1%. Or 1%, or even less than that. But what we want to do is to be users of brain, to reach out, or reach in better, and let that creativity, that magic that dwells right at the center, at the core of our being, let that out and become the millionaire, the active billionaire, and have lots of fun doing it. What does it mean to be a billionaire?
How did the tape tell you to be listening within?
The tape told of exercises, how to train your memory, and it told in that way that you, for example, would remember 20 words. 20 words are given to you, and you should remember them. And as you attach with each word
a thought,
you build a bridge to the word that you are seeking to remember. Mm-hmm. And that was the first part of the course. The course consists of several CDs, so we only listen to one. But that's how they started out, and people of all walks of life, young people, old people, had marvelous experiences doing that. Especially the older people were amazed at what could happen to them, whereas they thought, I'm going downhill. By learning that and by applying the technique, they had great results. And also they said, as you keep your mind busy, as you do crossword puzzles, as you read, as you simply engage in something that interests you, mm-hmm. you keep young, and you keep your mind in good shape. Mm-hmm. So it really works. And that's what we can do, and that's what we have fun doing, being that active billionaire from within, listening within, applying it, and having the time of our life. What does it mean to be a billionaire? It's already done. You are that billionaire. I love you.